Trump, U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites caused monumental damage. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 22, 2025. President Donald Trump declared that U.S. airstrikes on three key Iranian nuclear facilities were hard and accurate, and led to monumental damage. "The damage to the nuclear sites in Iran is said to be monumental," Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. "The hits were hard and accurate. Great skill was shown by our military. Thank you." During a live address to the nation on Saturday evening, Trump explained that massive precision strikes were carried out as part of an effort to destroy Iran's three key nuclear facilities, Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz uranium enrichment sites. Trump explained during his address that the key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. While Trump has said the sites have been totally obliterated, several U.S. and Israeli officials told the New York Times that Fordo nuclear site was left severely damaged, and not totally destroyed. The Israeli military, in an initial analysis, believes the heavily fortified nuclear site at Fordo has sustained serious damage from the American strike on Sunday, but has not been completely destroyed, according to two Israeli officials with knowledge of the matter. The officials also said it appeared Iran had moved equipment, including uranium, from the site. A senior U.S. official similarly acknowledged that the American strike on the Fordo site did not destroy the heavily fortified facility but said the strike had severely damaged it, taking it off the table. The person noted that even 12 bunker-busting bombs could not destroy the site. In another post on Truth Social, Trump suggested that if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, then it should be time for a regime change. "It's not politically correct to use the term regime change, but if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? Mika," Trump wrote. Trump's post comes after Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth clarified that the mission was not, has not been about regime change, and added that the Trump administration would pursue a path to peace. "This mission was not, has not been about regime change," Hegseth said on Sunday. "The president authorized a precision operation to neutralize the threats to our national interests posed by the Iranian nuclear program and the collective self-defense of our troops and our ally Israel."